Josh picked up a French fry, dipped it in ketchup, and drew his initials on his plate. When he ate the French fry, a glob of ketchup plopped onto his shirt.
"Rats, this is my favorite t-shirt," Josh said.
Dink put down his book and grinned at his freckle-faced, red-headed friend.
"Was your favorite shirt," he said.
Josh, Dink, and Ruth Rose were taking a train to Larchmont, New York, to visit their friend, Forrest Evans. Forrest and Dink's Uncle Warren had bought a racehorse together. The kids were invited to watch the horse, whirl away, run in a race in Saratoga Springs. Josh picked up a napkin and wiped at the red stain. He only made it worse.
"Josh is finger painting," Ruth Rose said to Dink. "Someday I'll be a famous ketchup artist," Josh said.
He gazed out the window.
"When do we get there?"
"In a few minutes,"
Ruth Rose said, checking her train schedule.
"I can't wait to see Whirl Away," Dink said. "I've never met a real racehorse before. All I can think about is horses. That's why I'm reading this."
He held up his book. It was The Black Stallion by Walter Farley. The cover showed a beautiful black horse with wild eyes and a flowing mane. Dink Duncan's real first name was Donald, and his middle name was David. But when he first started to talk and tried to say Donald David Duncan, it came out as Dink. Dink had been his nickname ever since.
"Look what I brought,"
Ruth Rose said, pulling a book from her backpack. The cover showed a girl on a horse. The book's title was Learning to Ride.
"Josh, did you bring a horse book?" Dink asked.
Josh grinned.
"Nope. I figured you guys will tell me anything I need to know."
He dropped a few sugar cubes into his backpack.
"Still hungry?"
Dink teased.
"They're for Whirl Away," Josh said.
Just then the conductor walked through the dining car.
"Larchmont is next," he told the kids.
"Oh, wait,"
Ruth Rose said, digging in her backpack. She brought out her new camera. Ruth Rose liked to dress all in one color. Today, everything was white, from her headband down to her sneakers. Even her camera was white.
"Would you please take our picture?"
she asked the conductor.
"My pleasure,"
said the man. He took the camera and focused it on the kids.
"Say cheese."
"Cheese,"
they all said. The conductor handed Ruth Rose her camera.
"Have a great day," he said.
The train slowed, then stopped. Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose grabbed their backpacks and walked to the end of the car. The conductor lowered a set of stairs, and the kids climbed down to the platform. Dink heard someone call his name. He saw his Uncle Warren and Forrest Evans walking toward them. Dink's uncle was short and round and wore glasses. Forrest Evans had a trimmed brown beard and wore jeans and a t-shirt.
"Why, it's Wink, Gosh, and Tooth Toes," Forrest said.
The kids had met Forrest when his painting had gotten stolen from Uncle Warren's apartment.
"Hi, Mr. Evans," they all said.
"Please call me Forrest, okay?" he asked.
Dink hugged his uncle.
"How was the train ride?"
Uncle Warren asked.
"Great,"
Josh said.
"The hamburgers were awesome."
Forrest led them to a black car and opened a rear door. The kids piled in with their backpacks. Uncle Warren sat next to Forrest up front. Forrest started the car and pulled out of the parking lot.
"How many horses do you have?"
Josh asked.
"Just Whirl Away," Forrest said.
"Do you ride him in races?"
Ruth Rose asked. Forrest laughed.
"No, I'm too heavy. Professional jockeys are small and light. I hired a woman named Sunny to be Whirl Away's jockey."
"Awesome,"
Josh said.
"I've never met a girl jockey before."
Then he added,
"I've never met a boy jockey either."
Forrest slowed down near a group of small shops and flipped on his turn signal. Dink, Josh, and Ruth Rose recognized the long, tree-lined driveway. They had been here once before with Dink's uncle. A minute later, Forrest stopped at his garage. At the end of a stone path stood a large brick house. Out back, a stone barn nestled between a tennis court and a swimming pool.
"Here we are,"
Forrest said. The kids climbed out of the back seat with their backpacks.
"When can we meet Whirl Away?"
Josh asked, looking toward the barn.
Right now, Forrest said.